This is CliffCentral.com.
So we have Robin Scher here. Yay! Robin, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. What happened to you, my darling?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's such a busy time in the gardening world, you know, and people are just, it's too hectic. And I was obviously picking some wonderful flowers for you guys today to smell
and learn about.
Yay.
Oh, yay. Oh, I see you got stuff there.
Yes.
It looks like lavender.
What is it?
This is Margaret Roberts lavender. Oh. And it smells wonderful.
Pass it around.
Let you all smell a piece.
Okay. So I will start and then Gavin over to you and Raymond and Rian. And just tell me what you smell. I smell. Must I do something to activate it? Because. Oh, here it comes. Yeah. Roll it with this in your finger keys.
Rolly.
Rollium. The Drake is my Oma. What do you think, Gavin?
So
there are different species of lavender because you said it's Margaret something.
Margaret Rose. She's like an icon in the herb world. But there's so many different types of lavenders. I think we sell more than like 10 different varieties, actually.
Why do you want lavender in your garden?
So the reason I brought the lavender today is because we have been doing quite a bit of research on bees, specifically.
Oh, I love my bees.
Yes, exactly. And I think something that's really talked about a lot at the moment is obviously the ecosystem and obviously also creating an ecological garden. And one of the things that bees love is sweet and beautifully scented plants. That's obviously what's going to attract them into your garden. And this is so important to help with the balance of ecosystems and also to help us retain biodiversity in our environment.
So, but is this a sweet smell?
Well,
for bees.
Yes, this is a wonderful smell.
Because for me, it's more like I want to go take a bath.
Yes.
Mm.
Huh? A nice, exactly.
But for the bees, it's
aromatherapy.
Like chocolate. Yeah.
For bees, it is just so attractive that they want to come, they want to pollinate this plant.
Aww.
And obviously, that's really important because that is what helps for us to yield crops, flowering plants, fruits, veggies, nuts. That is what bees do. They're so important to humans. Basically, they are vital to our survival. Mm. And so, it's really important to have these types of plants in your garden to bring the bees in so that they can do what they're here to do.
Oh, wow.
But I like that because I have a lot of bees in my garden.
That's very good.
I'll tell you now of some that I know and those I miss you surely. Pardon.
Now the bees. The bees, they are like this. They go with a little list and a pen and they go, okay, this one is nice, this one is nice, and this one is nice.
Yes.
And I leave them be. I give them water, and I know they need water. They need, what do they need to be happy in your garden? And it's a double-loaded question. And when will they sting you?
Oh, gosh. Okay, so firstly, what do they need? There are three very important things. The first thing is nectar, which is obviously sugar content. So it's like food for them that fuels them, that gives them energy.
Yeah.
And there's certain plants that obviously are really rich in nectar.
Okay.
The second thing is pollen, because that's what gives them protein and fats. And obviously, that's a source of pollination, which helps humans, you know, secondary to that.
Have you been to Polynesia yet? It's apparently beautiful.
No, is it? Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of bees there. Okay, pollen, and then?
And then the third thing is obviously fresh water.
Yes,
so
I see them congregate.
Yes, so if you have a low-flowing water feature or even a bird bath, anything simple like that, a still dam or something around your garden, that's obviously going to invite them in as well. Birds also love that. So you're getting both if you have that, birds and bees.
Birds and the bees, and that is so important together.
Yes.
So don't like an idiot if you see bees in your garden, rush out with doom and
no.
That's the worst thing you can do.
Yeah, no, the bees must be there. They like the water.
That's interesting because that is what I was gonna do.
Right.
No. But how do I get them away from the corner and then be part of the, because I've got a fish pond.
Right.
So my fish pond is like 2 months old now, so it's under control. The fish haven't died yet. It's
well
like
done.
It's proper koi, right? With plants in there so they can breathe and things like that. But my bees, they're an issue.
Why?
Why?
They an issue? Are they around your house?
The bungalows.
Is that what not what you enjoy?
They just
them in
like
your garden.
They congregate there like against the wall of
right.
one of the buildings on the property.
So I would suggest planting some plants that attract bees, especially close to where you have your pond.
Mm-hmm.
Around that, plant some plants like lavender, which I'm letting you smell now, or even mint, rosemary types of things that you can also use for your cooking. So that's got two benefits. But there's lots of plants. Cosmos, I don't know if anyone's been to Delta Park recently. There is just so wild, beautiful cosmos that also attracts bees.
You can't steal it from Delta Park.
No, you can't.
Rather buy it from you.
Buy it from us. We do sell that.
I just want to remind, were you in lifestyle that day?
No.
Oh, you missed out.
Raymond was. Were you in lifestyle the day? Okay. Raymond was there. It's a place. That's why Robin is here. She's from lifestyle, and it's a wonder. It's like you buy everything there, and I got a card and everything.
There's even a restaurant.
There's even
when
a restaurant.
When you get tired, we're hungry.
Yeah,
the food's amazing.
So the Cosmos sauce, and I'm to also tell you where they, what I've got, where they are a lot. Is like marigolds. There's a lot of bees there. I don't know what marigolds have, but it's like a whole nation of bees there.
Yes, marigolds, calendula, primulas.
Calendula I had, but it's better now. No, what's calendula?
What do you mean it's better now?
No, I mean it sounds like an illness.
It sounds,
I've got calendula, doctor.
Welcome to the Casper Radio Show.
As long as you healed from it, that's good. Oh, good. Okay.
Okay. What's calendula? What is
so
it?
So calendula is an annual. So you'll so you're more predominantly planted as a seedling, and it's also very colorful. Yeah, exactly. Bright yellow, orange, that type of thing.
Okay.
And it's also a companion plant for herbs. So very nice if you're going to plant mint or rosemary to also put that there.
So can these little bees, these little bastards, can they see color?
Yes. So they are predominantly attracted by smell first because their smell is very strong, so they can smell from far distances.
Okay.
The closer they get to plants, then they start to see the color. So having things like aloes, the bright yellow, orange, agapanthus, purple, blue colors, planting things like that, that once they're in your garden, they will be attracted to those colors and they will go to those plants. So exactly, if you're struggling with bees around your house, plant brightly colored or nicely smelling plants further down in your garden, close to your pond or whatever the case is, and then you can draw them to that area specifically.
What is that flowers, they got round leaves? I've got some of them, they're orange and yellow. Is it not
pansies? Is it any
petunias?
Also,
plant petunias.
Why?
Because they grow very quickly.
And they make a lot of flowers.
Hulle self bevlek hulle self. Voor die weet al julle fucking and the bees.
When does have I heard that word? Oh my god.
Hulle is hasies. En voor jy sien is die bye in elke blommetjie sit 'n bye met 'n televisiekie en DSTV en hulle sit daar.
I'm getting it.
Yeah, they're too lovely. I think that's it. And don't hurt the bees. So I'm so glad I warned you about the doom. Imagine Gavin stormed out
terrible.
There because there's a bee
that
problem.
Been terrible, yes.
There's and a bee problem in the world.
Exactly, the bee population is deteriorating, and what that means is that humans may not survive as long without bees. They are extremely important.
Yeah, we need our bees.
We need bees, and gardeners all over, they have responsibility to at least put something that's bee friendly, eco friendly in their garden, just so that we can keep the ecosystem balanced.
Okay. Now, what kind of thing do bees have to look at the flowers so they can see the levels of what nutrition or whatever they're going to get in the flower?
Yes, so that's actually a very good question because bees are fascinating insects. And they, you know, you see them and you think, oh, they're going to sting me. But actually, they're so intelligent and they have this ability to see like ultraviolet light. So on some plants that are rich in nectar, they're like nectar guides built into the flower that bees are able to see. We as humans would only see it if we shined an ultraviolet light over the plant. It's invisible to our eye, but they can see that, and they're like one of the only insects that can do that and know exactly where to go to get nectar and obviously then pollinate plants.
So if that'll be nice to take that DNA and put it into a superhero.
Oh, yes.
The
oh,
bee
wow.
superhero.
Bumblebee.
Oh, imagine.
Huh? Bumble.
Bumblebee.
Yeah, he would be like bumbling a lot, but he would be seeing stuff.
Yes.
Yes.
That is a very nice one. And I just want to quickly ask you, because our next guest is here, Taylor, and she's from overseas.
Oh.
And she's a singer. So we can't let her wait too long. The lifestyle place where I was, is that just a one-off or is it like a franchise? And who started it? Do you know the history?
Yes, I know the history. So we are one beautiful place. We're not a franchise.
Oh.
So it's a beautiful family environment that 30 years ago, this year, we're turning 30.
Oh,
happy
birthday.
Oldest as old as I am.
Happy birthday
to you. Happy birthday to you.
When is your birthday, by the way? No, the not yours, the Lifestyle Center.
In December will be the 30 years, exactly. And initially, we as Lifestyle Home Garden, we were the whole center, just us, the nursery. There was a little farmyard and a tea garden. And over the 30 years, it's actually grown into like a fully fledged garden center with other stores. There are more than one restaurant now. Mm. There's a kids play area, and it's just blossomed into the most incredible place. So there were three directors and they started it and they still work and literally have built it up from the ground and continue to grow it into a place where people want to be.
How do you guys control the bee population at Lifestyle? Because there's obviously so many plants.
Yes, so there are bees everywhere. Even when I was picking your lovely lavender for you,
yay,
there were tons of bees lying around. But obviously, we definitely don't do anything. We let them enjoy that environment because it's very important. Okay. And obviously, to show customers that those are the bee-attracting plants and that it's really good to have that in your environment.
Okay. So I buy mix seeds, and then I've got stuff in my garden where the birds can come.
Yes.
And I attract a lot of different varieties. Some doves I don't like. I spray them with doom.
Oh,
but no, I don't. But the others, and all kinds of variety. And then I can look at them, because the bees, sometimes I approach and take a picture for Instagram, but I leave them well alone. But the birds I can watch.
Yes.
And they are so, it calms you, Gavin.
It
calms you. A lekker voel maak jou lekker gemakkelijk.
Oh, I like that.
I love that. So, anything else that you gotta do for the birdies, or you gotta get like bring seeds in, eh?
Yeah. So having bird feeders is so great. You can choose different types of seeds. You can use fruit. You can even use pieces of bread. And the interesting thing about birds is that if you have a food source for them, they'll start to become used to that.
Yes.
Know they can come into your garden for food, and then they'll visit you more often.
They
so
do.
It's wonderful. I have one just outside my room every morning. I can open my curtain and see birds chirping and eating.
Yeah.
So if you feed them as often as you can, then you're inviting them into your garden as well.
And you know, around me there's like bush. So what I do, and lots of trees. So what I do, not part of my garden, but it's outside, but I'm surrounded by it. So when I just come out with the seed, I hear, and then all around in the trees, they are waiting.
They're waiting for you. Yeah. It's because they know that you're going to give them food. It's very sweet.
And then I got these lurries. I think the grey lurry. That one.
That's really good.
Yeah, that's a very good impression.
He eats bread.
Yes.
So I bring bits of bread, and then they come. And they eat that.
That's wonderful. Even try fruit. A lot of birds like citrus as well, or fruit. But if you don't eat fruit, then that's fine.
No, I'll get fruit. Because I'm more like bread. I eat bread. I don't eat hamburgers and bread and chips. But fruit,
not so much.
I know. But I will try. I'll remember the fruit is actually a very good idea. It's a bit of a change in the diet.
Yes, exactly. They need that balance, just like us humans.
Ah, well, that was absolutely fantastic. And I want to thank you. I will see you soon at the Lifestyle Center.
Okay.
Because just let's quickly tell the people where it is again.
So it's on the corner of Bayers Nordie Drive and Ace Toad Avenue in Randpark Ridge.
You can't
miss
it, people.
You can't miss it. It's a landmark. Even if you Google Map Lifestyle Home Garden, you will find
it. It will take you right there. And you know what? You can go with Granny. You can go with the family. Mm-hmm. Because it's like a day out.
Exactly.
We were at that restaurant twice in a visit because it's such a long day. Mm. And then you go and you look at this and look at that. And then the only thing you miss when you're there is money, because you want to buy everything.
Oh.
I want this feature and I want that feature and I want that. But that's
I'm Googling it now to see, because I'm sure I've been there.
Someone like you, but otherwise you must now go there and get your bee attracting
plants. Yes, that's
for
what
the koi
I want to get: the cosmos, the lavenders, the mints, the petunias,
and the gay ones,
and
sweet ones.
Instead of doom, that's what you need to go out
and buy. But the doom, I put the doom inside the cottage. I didn't do it outside. But
okay, good
outside.
That's good. That's very good.
And wasps. Oh. Wasps, I'm a bit scared of. But they're also there for some reason in my garden.
Yeah, I'm sure they're also there because it sounds like you have a very eco-friendly garden, which is a very good thing. So you're obviously going to attract all types of insects, and all of them play their role in the ecosystem. So it's important to have wasps too.
Yeah, wasps too. Not too many, though. I'm quite happy with that. And then sometimes they've got a big little... It looks like a bomber from the Second World War bug. So but he's also okay. He's like flying around there. I don't know why, what he's looking for, because he doesn't seem to have a mate. But now and then, I'm a bit scared of him, because I mean, if he flies into me, I'm going to be hurt. I'm going to be physically having a wound.
But you know what you can use for that wound? Lavender oils.
Yes,
I just googled
which brings
it.
Us nice. Back to dough. Oh. I love it.
If you have any bruise whatsoever, skin irritations and what and things, lavender
oil. I use
oil.
Lavender essential oil all the time.
Is it?
Cures wounds.
Where do you use it, Raymond?
Like when you have a scratch or something.
That's so gay, Raymond.
It's not.
I'm going out to get my oils now.
Robin, so did you enjoy your stay with us?
Yes, thank you so much. I even learned a bit from you guys too, which is great.
That's good.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is CliffCentral.com.